This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I'm not myself today. I don't feel well at all. I can barely move. I couldn't get on my pants this morning. Couldn't put my ring on. I'm just, it's not COVID. No, it's not COVID. I fell down. I fell. I, as a kid, fell all the time. I would fall, I'd scrape my knee. My mom would put Mercurochrome on my knee. It would be that pink stuff. So not only is the wound now, painful and burning, but it's now really apparent for everybody to see because there's this big fluorescent fuchsia-looking dye all around my boo-boo. It's like, everybody take a look. My daughter fell like an idiot. And so here I am in my 40s, right? Pretty soon entering my 50s. And I think I figured out why seniors are so timid. It's because when you fall now, you just don't recover. Okay, so what happened is we got snow in Las Vegas. And when we get snow in Las Vegas, we literally lose our minds. And so I live near the mountains. I have about maybe 10 minutes away from Red Rock National Forest, Red Rock National Park. And so we have these beautiful mountains, kind of Sedona style. And they're really, really high peaks, really good elevation. So they were covered in snow. And so when snow hits the Vegas Valley, it's exquisite. So I go out there and I want to go and see snow, and I'm with my husband and with my son. My son had knee surgery, so he couldn't really do a lot of the hiking. But there was a trail that takes you to a waterfall. And the waterfall is, you usually see the waterfall in the summer, in the springtime. And again, water in Vegas is a rarity. So when it snows, sometimes the waterfall freezes. It's a rare occurrence, and every time there's a snow in the valley, I need to go and see. So I go and do this hike, and because of my son's knee and the dislocation and things like that, he's like, look, I don't want to, slip on the ice. We did that a couple years ago, and it didn't work out well for me. So after I called him a few names, I'm like, I'm going to go myself. So I go myself. Now, there's no cell service. It's a children's discovery trail. So it's one of the easiest trails there is, but unfortunately, there's a little mild rock climbing, and when you add ice to the mix, it can be kind of dangerous. So I go by myself, no cell phone service, there's a couple other people running around, so I didn't think anything of it. So I run up, and I hike, I'm pretty athletic, I consider myself pretty athletic, so I'm like, you have to do this. It's a children's trail about a mile long. That's it. It's like one of the easiest hikes you could do blindfolded. All of a sudden I'm just, and then you slip. And it's like, all right, that could have been a bad one. I didn't fall. Then all of a sudden it slipped. And you're like, next time this happens, I better grab onto some of the vegetation that's around the trail. Well, for some reason in Red Rock, the vegetation that decors the trails are prickly pear cacti and other sorts of thorny, bushes. So you couldn't really grab onto anything. So I make it up to the cave, and there's this cave and the waterfall, and there's an icicle. And so, we take pictures, do selfies. I was there by myself, but I acted like I was with everybody else. I could get, somebody to take my picture. And then I start coming down. I'm thinking to myself that my husband and my son are getting tired because they probably did some other sort of hiking, and they're waiting for me to come back. So I'm like, I need to book it down. And so there was a bunch of rocks, kind of like stairs. I didn't see the ice. And so I slip. And then I slip again. And I just keep falling, boom, 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 about 5 different steps until, my butt is completely wet and iced. and I have thorns all over me, prickly pear spines. I grabbed at every tree possible. I don't know if you guys ever saw Delirious, Eddie Murphy. You know, oh, Lord, help me, hell, Lord, oh, help me, fall down the stairs. It was kind of like that, where, you know, I'm like falling down ice stairs. Meanwhile, there's little kids coming by, you know, and I pass these kids, you know, because, you know, I'm so athletic, right? And I'm like, you know, sorry, you know, I'm just going to pass the guys. They're like, wow, you know, look at that grown-up, you know, she's all athletic. I want to be like her one day. Well, they see me on the way back down on my butt, and you can't get up. When you fall as a kid, you could get up. Here, I couldn't get, it's like I couldn't move. So I'm sitting there going, okay, this is ridiculous. My butt is on ice. I don't know what sort of injuries I sustained. I need to get these spines out of me, and I need to make sure my husband doesn't know, because otherwise he's not going to let me hike by myself again. And I need to get up before any of the little five-year-olds that are on the Discovery Trail see me on the ground. So I get myself up, and I'm fine. Right? So, you know, thank God, so I'm fine. I get down, and, you know, then today I wake up. And today I wake up, and I literally can't move. And I'm like, what's wrong? You know, I mean, do I have COVID? No, I don't have COVID. I have no fever, no coughing. Why can't I move? Well, it's because I fell yesterday. And I'm all swollen, and arms are hurting, and shoulders are hurting, and hips are hurting. And I had to book it downstairs because I was afraid of the whole stock market bubble that we're going to talk about, what happened with the stocks. So I'm like, you know what? I better see what's going on so I can quickly sell anything I could. So I'm racing downstairs, and I almost fall down those stairs, right? And I feel like I'm 80 years old. And by the way, I couldn't log on to Ameritrade. Ameritrade was down for about an hour. I'd like to know what was up with that, where you couldn't even access your stocks. So it was just a real, real bad morning. But I guess, you know, all of us get to this moment in our lives where we realize we're not young anymore. And we realize that at some point we need to, you know, just call it and confirm and admit that we are starting to age. And I guess that moment for me is now, because I can't do a little baby pediatric children's discovery trail at a national park I've done millions of times before without slipping on ice and not being able to get up and do what I need to do the next day without feeling like I need 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. I don't know how much Flexeril I might have to be prescribed to be able to function later today, but all I know is the ibuprofen 800 milligrams isn't cutting it. So we'll figure this one out, but I fell down, and I don't like it one bit. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and Daniel. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fortunately, I didn't hit my head yesterday because that could have been pretty serious. And I have sustained a concussion before. And I think we really underestimate, you know, what damage could be done when we injure ourselves to any sort of degree, especially if it involves the head. And so we want to now talk a little bit about traumatic brain injury. And joining us today is Dr. Huma Heder, founder and CEO of National Brain Injury Institute. Dr. Heder, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, too.
Wow. Well, I need to thank you for all the great work you're doing with traumatic brain injury. It is a field that is, you know, vastly, unfortunately, under-researched, and now, you know, we're trying to catch up. And you've done amazing work. Tell us about some of your work with traumatic brain injury.
Yes, Dahlia, there is. First, I would start by saying that a traumatic brain injury is a grossly underdiagnosed, undiagnosed, and untreated. CDC reports about 3 million cases of TBI every year, but in reality, the number is more than 2 to 3 times more than 3 million. And the reason being is that many of these patients, they are not pursuing immediate care. They're not going to the emergency department. They're not going to urgent care because the symptoms of TBI may not always appear immediately. Sometimes the symptoms can take up to days, weeks, or even months to appear. So as a result of that, many of these patients go undiagnosed and untreated. And as a result, they may appear to be physically fit, but they are living with permanent brain injuries that are affecting their personal, professional, and social lives on a daily basis. And here at National Brain Injury Institute.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was just going to add that here at National Brain Injury Institute, knowing all this information, knowing all the facts and the data, we are consistently striving to raise awareness on the chronic nature of this condition that impacts the personal, professional, and social aspects of these patients' lives.
Oh, and thank God for you guys. You know, it's interesting because symptoms of traumatic brain injury, you know, can be anywhere from having headaches to having depression, to having memory loss. I mean, the average person I know, I'm middle-aged, you know, all my friends have all of these. And I, you know, and when you think back, you know, to those of us in sports or those of us that have sustained issues, you know, how much of people's depression or memory loss or headaches might be linked back to a traumatic brain injury they incurred in the past?
Yeah, that's a very a high possibility that, yes, the occurred symptoms could be related to the TBIs or subconcussive blows that they suffered during their growing up years. And as you said, the TBI presents with a multitude of symptoms. It is not only restricted to just headaches. They could have headaches. Along with that, they could have memory issues. They become more forgetful. They could have behavioral problems. They could have mood swings, personality changes, depression, anxiety, sleep issues, unable to sleep at night properly, sluggishness, fatigue on an ongoing basis, light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. So there is a wide variety of symptoms that they can all be present in one patient, or they could be 2 or 3 or 4 present in each patient.
Absolutely. You know, how often does TBI put one at risk for Alzheimer's or other sorts of dementia?
It depends what kind of force was transferred to the patient's brain. So here I would like to give the example of the brain's consistency. So it is said that the brain is like the consistency of an egg yolk or a jelly-like material. So imagine that, and then imagine that jelly-like material or egg yolk-like material suffering jarring forces that is causing the brain to strike back and forth inside the cranial cavity. This will result in the damage to the microscopic structures such as neurons and axons, and this will result in development of the symptoms that the patient starts to experience. So, to answer your question, these patients can develop symptoms immediately, or they can develop symptoms a few days after, or they can develop symptoms a few weeks or even months after their injury.
Because, you know, it's interesting with, you know, medical histories. I teach medical students, you know, to ask about prior trauma. And, you know, I had a concussion when I was a kid. I was 5 years old, and I was knocked out for a period of time. And, you know, it was still I would consider mild compared to what I've taken care of as a physician. But, you know, as we try to screen later, as we start to get more treatments for Alzheimer's and interventions for dementia, we're going to have to really pretty much kind of go back and really dig deeper in the history, and I think we're going to find that many people had some sort of trauma or TBI. I don't know. Maybe I'm, you know, well, maybe that's far-fetched.
No, that is absolutely No, that is absolutely correct. These patients are at risk for advanced dementia. They are at risk for early dementia and Alzheimer also. What happens is that depending upon the forces involved, right, as I said, that the brain is like the consistency of an egg yolk and a jelly-like material. And if it's, rocked back and forth violently or shaken violently, it will result in cell death. It will result in the cell death of the neurons and axons. And as a result of the cell death, there will be an empty spaces left in the brain, which over time will result in shrinking of the brain, and which over time will magnify the symptoms that the patient is experiencing. When we are young, we are able to compensate for our deficit because there are neighboring areas, neurons and axons that can take over that function. But then as we are growing and we are going through the normal aging process, then our compensatory mechanism, they start to weaken up. And then our underlying injuries that were suffered years ago, then they start to surface. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're right, man. There will be evidence of a trauma inside the brain of the patients who are suffering from traumatic brain injuries and in Alzheimer's and dementia also, yes.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Huma Heder, founder and CEO of National Brain Institute, National Brain Injury Institute. Now, you can help detect and diagnose patients using a diffusion tensor imaging. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate to have this advanced brain imaging technique available to us now, which is called diffusion tensor imaging. It is enabling us to see the damage at the microscopic level that we were not able to see before. Too often, patients with true traumatic brain injury are erroneously dismissed because of their negative CT or negative MRI scans. Thankfully, we have advanced brain imaging such as diffusion tensor imaging now that we can go at the microscopic level and we can identify the injury. It is very important, it is crucial to do a diffusion tensor imaging scan for people who are suffering from traumatic brain injury because it can clearly demonstrate that damage exists, and that is very instrumental. This information is very important for me to provide targeted treatment, for me to provide targeted rehabilitation, and also provide and know what the future care for these patients will be like.
Absolutely. In the last couple minutes, describe some of the Brain Institute's treatment and interventions. What can you do in terms of rehab?
Yes. So number one, the first and most important thing is awareness and education about it. And that starts from everyday American level. Their parents of the children should be able to know how to quickly screen their children if they are playing some kind of sports. Same goes with family members. Same goes with grandparents. And when they screen if they are able to identify the possible traumatic brain injury, then the patient is then sent to for further management and care. And here at National Brain Injury Institute, we are advocate for providing early treatment and aggressive treatment for traumatic brain injury. We are providing symptomatic treatment to the patient. We are providing rehabilitative care to the patient. We are providing them with compensatory mechanism. We are providing them with adaptive skills. We are also providing them with treatment options, the rehabilitation potential, and we are also providing them with optimal living arrangements so they are able to recover from their brain injury and they'll also be able to live with their brain injury.
Wow. How can my listeners find more information?
Our listeners can go to our website, which is the www.nationalbii.com, NATIONALBII.com, or they can call us toll-free at 866-983-3167.
Fantastic. Dr. Heder, thank you so much for all you do and everybody at the National Brain Injury Institute. Can't wait to have you back on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. The South African COVID variant looks like has been found in the United States. We'll give you the latest. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is set to ban new leases on oil and gas drilling on federal lands and waters for 1 year. The American Petroleum Institute projects 1 million job losses could occur by 2022. Currently, the gas and oil industry provides 10.3 million jobs in the United States, with workers making an average salary of $101,000 a year. The Biden administration says job losses that occur in the oil and gas industry will be made up by those created in renewable energy. John Kerry, who serves as the presidential envoy for climate, told petroleum workers that they can be the people to go make solar panels. At roughly $35,500 a year, that would be a $66,000 a year pay cut. Actress Cloris Leachman has died in her Encinitas, California home Tuesday of natural causes. She was 94. This is USA Radio News. A suspect accused of shooting and injuring a Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been captured. 37-year-old Moises Martinez, who was identified as the primary suspect on Tuesday, was detained following a four-hour manhunt in North Harris County. Martinez reportedly had two felony warrants out for him. According to court records, one of Martinez's warrants dates back to October of 2020 when he was taken into custody after a five-hour standoff. Records state the standoff started when Martinez's mom accused him of robbing her. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was ridiculed for blaming COVID-19 deaths on incompetent government, without mentioning his own administration's controversial nursing home policy that's been accused of leading up to more than 8,700 senior deaths. During a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC, Cuomo put all the blame on President Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. If you have friends who reference Mercury retrograde, it is a thing, and you can learn more about it on the Farmer's Almanac website. Mercury retrograde starts back up on January 30th. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we were just speaking about this a few days ago where I believed the South African variant was already here in the United States, just like with the UK variant. By the time we hear about something, we're already a few months behind. So when we heard that there were new strains of COVID that were circulating in other countries, because, you know, we still have travel, which, you know, I mean, obviously we're a very, very dynamic country and, you know, we do a lot of commerce and, you know, we aren't on a massive global lockdown. Of course, there's going to be people traveling, and the strains will travel and come here. So it's no surprise that the UK strain had already been circulating here among some of our own homegrown strains, like in Texas, Columbus, Ohio, California. But the South African strain is a strain we wanted to kind of keep at bay, because the South African strain was supposed to be a little bit more wily, a little bit more sneaky, and could evade our vaccination regimen, our mRNA spike protein vaccine rollout, as the South African strain officials thought might not be sensitive to it and more resistant. Now, we've been told that, you know, by Moderna and Pfizer, they believe most of the circulating strains that, you know, that their vaccine is still going to work. But we've been told that the South African strain is going to be a little iffy. In fact, Moderna is already working on a booster shot for the South African strain. So we're just playing catch up. It's all catch up. And understandably so. I can't play Monday morning quarterback when I myself am getting no information and we're only learning about this as we go. But the South African strain has been identified in two patients in South Carolina. Now, we don't have a lot of information. What we're told is the CDC reached out to South Carolina officials saying that the specimens that they submitted looks like are positive for the South African variant. So they are two residents with no recent travel history. So if they've had no recent travel history, that suggests they didn't go to South Africa and bring it back, that they must have picked it up somewhere in the United States. So, duh, we have the South African variant here. That's, you know, no surprise. So, you know, what are we dealing with? Well, you know, the South African variant has an opportunity to mutate just like the UK variant did, just like the strains in the United States, because as these viruses latch onto hosts, and they have the hosts manipulated to make more of the viruses, you know, the rapid replication can cause room for mutations. These viruses, rather than becoming weaker, unless maybe there were some strains that we don't know about that became weaker and died off, a couple of these became a little stronger. Did they become more lethal? We're being told they're not more lethal. Maybe they're telling us that so we don't panic, but they are telling us they're more infectious. So if you tell me that something is more infectious and can infect more people, then to me that means we're going to see a mortality rate increase. Even though they may not be deadlier, they may not cause more, they might not cause a faster death or a more severe course. But if they cause COVID and they can cause severe COVID, yes, death rates can go up, but we don't believe that the virus is going to consume people faster than the original strains have. So, you know, for those of us that still haven't gotten our first vaccine that we're moving towards to hopefully do soon, the current vaccine might not be as effective on the South African strain, which means we might need a booster. Does that mean everybody should wait? No, it doesn't mean they should wait. I told you guys, for the here and now, that's how we have to vaccinate. If we have millions of zillions of circulating COVID strains, and the current Pfizer and Moderna vaccine assists with that, we can't take a chance of being hospitalized or going on a ventilator in the next 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 24 weeks. While the South African strain is starting to grow, and you're like, well, you know what, I'll wait for that vaccine. So, you know, the reason why I'm recommending that my family gets vaccinated, or my, you know, husband, because he works with patients, and my mom, is because we have to deal with the here and now. Now, some other interesting news came out. The UK strain of the virus, which is now pretty rampant in America, some think it might be the more dominant strain now. The UK strain has kind of overtaken some of the older strains of COVID. We believe the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine are supposed to be effective against the UK strain. But the UK strain has a little different presentation with the patients. So we're being told you still can have cough, you can still have body aches, you can still have fever. But with the UK strain, there's a little bit less issues with the loss of taste or smell. Now, one thing I've been noticing in the patient population, I'm licensed in 12 states, so I get to fortunately see patients all across the country. So I get to see the South, the Northeast, the East. So I get a picture of what's going on in the country. You don't have a lot of people saying I've lost my sense of smell or taste, yet they seem to have all the other symptoms of COVID. There's a chance they could still have COVID and this be the UK strain. Now, many people who call in and tell me I don't have COVID because I could smell and I could taste, where did they get that from? For some reason in the news, there was one article that said, or one study that said 80% of people who get COVID lose their sense of smell and taste. Well, the original COVID, we saw a lot of anosmia and hypoglycemia, if I could pronounce it correctly. So we saw a loss of smell and taste, but that didn't necessarily mean if you had your smell and taste, you didn't have COVID. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So, you know, if you're a tree, you could, you know, that doesn't mean you have to grow apples or not. Just like, you know, with these symptoms, just because you don't, you could still smell or taste doesn't rule out COVID. So a concern we have, and this might explain why we have a rise in cases, is if people have been sick and they go, but you know what, I'm good because I could smell and taste, they might be thinking, you know what, it's just a sinus infection, I'm good, I don't have COVID. Meanwhile, they're spreading it. So some of the differences they found a cough was increased by 6.8%, fatigue was increased with the UK variant, muscle aches, sore throat, fevers were actually greater among those infected with the variant. So when people think, well, you know what, flu is a super high fever, because my fever is kind of high, maybe it's not COVID. With the UK variant, it could be a higher fever. And then symptoms of loss of smell and taste fell by about 3.5% to 2.9% respectively. So, you know, right now the CDC is saying we have 315 total cases of the UK variant. I think that's an underestimation. I think we have a lot more cases. You know, same thing with the South African case. Right now we have two South African cases that they believe they got from local areas and not from travel. So we have to assume that, unfortunately, it's around. So, yeah, go ahead. Still move forward with the vaccine. We are going to talk about a vaccine possibly related death. I'm going to give you guys the update on that. It was an Orange County X-ray tech that died within hours of a second dose. But, you know, I have to, as a physician, outweigh benefits and risks. And when you see what's going on with the variants, there is no doubt we are going to have to go through this vaccine thing over and over again until COVID decides to just go away and die off. You know, we don't really see a lot of Zika. You know, Ebola gets these outbreaks and then that kind of dies down. I'm hoping COVID will follow the same path that it did with SARS in 2002 to 2003. But if it doesn't, then the vaccine companies, the pharmaceutical companies, will have to produce the boosters and the vaccines that are fine-tuned and fine-tweaked to the new variants, and then we might have to every 6 months or every year, they're thinking more every year, get an annual shot against COVID. And for those of you that are like, please, I've been asked, will one shot at least, or these shots do give you some protection? Absolutely. You know, I feel very confident that at least some protection will happen. And remember, it's not that we're trying to avoid COVID 100%. We're just trying to prevent dying from it. If we could turn COVID into a little cold for everybody, all right, that's success. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC.
D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Orange County officials are investigating the death of 60-year-old Tim Zook. Tim Zook was an x-ray tech from South Coast Global Medical Center in Santa Ana. And he died within 2 days after receiving his second Pfizer COVID vaccine. He actually started to have symptoms within 2.5 hours of it. So investigators are now looking at if possibly the vaccine was the cause of death. His wife, Rochelle, shared her story with the Orange County Register. And she states her husband began having stomach pain and then difficulty breathing 2.5 hours after receiving the injection. Within 4 hours, he had to be put on a ventilator. Later, his kidneys began to fail, and he passed away within 48 hours. He died on January 7th. Now, it's the end of January. People are asking, why did it take so long for us to know? Well, currently, the coroner's office is investigating. The death is still deemed, quote, inconclusive, but they are going to conduct toxicology tests, and they say that could take months. Now, I know many of you are frustrated because this isn't the first time we heard of somebody possibly died from the vaccine, and many of you are about to get yours, and you'd like some more data. An 85-year-old woman called asking me about the vaccine, and she moved to Arizona, and she was very kind of scared about getting the vaccine. And, you know, I told her, look, you know, and I'm telling you guys this as well. I don't like to fear anything, but I do fear a COVID death. I do fear being stuck in the hospital, being on a ventilator, being unable to breathe. And for me, I'm going to get the COVID vaccine. I'm supposed to get it this weekend. I'm going to get it because I really believe that the risk of getting COVID is worse than the risk of the vaccine. And I know it's not an easy decision, you know. All of us doctors are saying, get vaccinated, COVID can kill. And some of you who had COVID and mild COVID are, you know, saying, say what? And then you're also looking at the stories of the variants going, you know what, rather than get a vaccine every year, I think I'll wait and I'll just get the one that handles it all. The problem is there's so many cases of people that unfortunately, you know, come down with COVID and they wish they had the vaccine. And because it's a numbers game, and we're seeing more people die of COVID than we are seeing any risk factors with the vaccine. I believe Dr. Rochelle from the CDC said it ranges anywhere from 2 to 6 per 100,000 or per million people. I forget her numbers, but it's still rare. And that's just an anaphylactic reaction. But I promised you guys when I went on air 11 years ago that I wouldn't just cite, you know, and echo what all the medical experts say. I will also inject my opinion, but tell you why I will agree with somebody or I won't agree with somebody. Because you want a doctor's opinion and you don't want something that's, you know, politically motivated. And I'm going to tell you like it is. You know, I know a lot of people don't like the vaccine. This scares me that somebody died possibly after the vaccine, but I'm going to walk the walk, talk the talk. I'm going to take it. It's just because I've seen people die of COVID. It is scary, scary stuff. So the wife said that her husband really was excited to get the second dose. In fact, he posted earlier that day that he got a second dose, you know, and he was really, he posted on Facebook or he was excited that, you know, he got his second vaccine. So his wife said that they don't blame the pharmaceutical companies. I'm amazed at how positive she is. She really had a positive message. But she said when somebody gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine, she states that's a reaction. What else could have happened? We would like the public to know what happened to Tim so he didn't die in vain. Severe reactions are rare. In reality, COVID is a much more deadly force than reactions from the potential vaccine itself. She said the message is be safe, take the vaccine, but the officials need to do more research. We need to know the cause. The vaccines need to be as safe as possible. Every life matters. So, you know, she still advocates COVID vaccination. You know, it's tricky. You see this a lot. People will have severe reactions and they'll say, I'm still pro-vaccine. Everybody seems quick to, you know, be supporting, you know, the narrative with that because they don't want to look like they're, quote-unquote, an anti-vaxxer. But I think what she says is very sound. You know, COVID is deadly, and it is a much more deadly force, but we really need to research these vaccines. Just because nobody died, per se, in the COVID and Moderna vaccine trials doesn't mean we, you know, stop researching, obviously. And so, you know, it sounds like investigators are on it. They're still looking at the death of a California resident in Northern California. Placer County Sheriff's Office had announced on their Facebook that there was a death of an individual who had tested positive for COVID in late December, but then was administered a COVID vaccine in January 21st, and died several hours later. We don't know much about what happened in that case. We don't know if they received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. All we know is it was a patient who possibly had COVID prior, got his vaccine, and then unfortunately died. There's a Florida doctor that they're studying, we talked about this, where he had immediately started to, well, within, I believe, a day or two of him getting his Pfizer COVID vaccine, developed ITP. It's a thrombocytopenia where his platelets got attacked by his immune system. His platelets got attacked. They couldn't replace him. His numbers were still at zero. He ends up having a bleed in the brain and dies. And his wife, again, you know, she says he was a pro-vaccine advocate. And, you know, she's like, look, I just want to make people aware of the side effects. So, you know, these family members who are going to the news and, you know, reporting what happened to their family member, kudos to them. They have a lot of strength, and, you know, we appreciate their stories. And they probably realize that they could be under a lot of scrutiny and criticism, you know, for going against the grain when it comes to the, you know, narrative of, you know, everybody get vaccinated. And, you know, but I like to report these because, again, I'm going to report. I'm not, you know, trying to make a point. I'm not trying to sway anybody. I'm just here to inform. And even though I am pro-vaccine and I am glad we have a COVID vaccine and I believe we should get vaccinated, I, you know, don't think it's 1,000% safe. I don't. And, you know, for us doctors, you know, we always have to outweigh benefits and risks and benefits. You know, we want to only do something for our patient that is 1,000% safe. But unfortunately, the longer we're in medicine, we realize that for very, very rare cases, it could be a crapshoot. And no doctor wants to be the one that gives an antibiotic or recommends a Tylenol or, you know, recommends a medication that causes harm. Remember, there was a little girl that had a sore throat. This was, gosh, was it, I think, 2003 or 2004? And she took some children's Motrin, I believe. And she went into a Stevens-Johnson syndrome. I believe it was over like a Thanksgiving weekend. And she took some children's ibuprofen. And she ended up having a severe reaction to it. And, you know, if her doctor had over the phone say, look, you know, for your symptoms, you could take some children's Tylenol or Motrin, that doctor's going to feel really, really bad. But we see that, unfortunately. You know, we've seen, you know, people go into liver failure after taking acetaminophen. So, you know, the question is how could somebody within hours of a vaccine start having abdominal pain, start having trouble breathing? We don't know. You know, was this an allergic reaction? Was this an immune system issue? We don't know. We also don't know a lot about his medical history. Yeah, and it might have nothing to do with the vaccine. But I'll keep you guys posted when I hear these. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 542. 402 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.